him in a moment. 8 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Thousands of government documents on the JFK assassination that have been kept secret for half a century are scheduled to be released today under a 1992 law. That is, unless the president says otherwise. The White House has yet to confirm that Mr. Trump won't block them, but the president tweeted his excitement yesterday, saying it is, quote, so interesting. A long-standing debate over what to rename Jeb Stuart High School will end tonight with a vote by the Fairfax County School Board.
School Board member Elizabeth Schultz will file two motions. One, to drop Jeb from the name of the school and call it Stuart High School. The other, to name the school after Colonel Louis G. Mendez Jr. She prefers Stuart because that's what the community voted for. But she says that will never pass.
There are no good answers here. There aren't any. So I'm trying to find the least bad one.
School board member Sandy Evans filed a motion to name the school Justice High School to honor Mendez, Thurgood Marshall, and Barbara Rose Johns.
As well as a very American concept.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The disarray around Metro's board of directors may be reaching a new low today, if you ask Maryland Governor Larry Hogan.
That's outrageous. It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's prized project, the Purple Line, could be delayed once again if Metro Board Chair Jack Evans follows through on a threat. That threat, if Maryland's directors don't go along with Evans' plans to restructure the Metro Board, he'd hold up a land transfer from Metro to Maryland.
I would say that's not going to happen.
Now Hogan has his own threat if Evans stays true to his word.
We would agree to disband the board, which the other two jurisdictions have already pushed for, and we would take whatever other action was necessary.
Hogan calls Evans' plans an extortion attempt. Evans declined to comment through a spokesperson. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Trump is expected to declare a national emergency on the opioid abuse epidemic.
The number of opioid-related overdose deaths is on the rise. According to the CDC, about 91 people die every day from these drugs. Former Mississippi Attorney General Mike Moore got the biggest corporate settlement in history from the tobacco industry. Now he's taking on Big Pharma.
It's time to quit talking about it. That's all we do in this country is talk about something. Let's quit talking about it and let's step up to the plate and do something about it and save some lives.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Vice President Mike Pence came to a private fundraiser for Republican Ed Gillespie last night in Northern Virginia. The event was closed to the media, but Virginia State Republican Chairman John Whitbeck later tweeted that Pence told those at the event that, quote, President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence want Ed Gillespie to be the next governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Amazon has unveiled a new program that will allow delivery people to actually bring packages right into your home if you're not there. But is that a smart idea?
Customers who sign up for Amazon Key would first have to buy a camera and a Wi-Fi connected lock from the Seattle company that starts at $250. Shoppers then can select in-home delivery on the Amazon app, and when the delivery person shows up, the camera starts recording and the door unlocks. Security expert Rob Douglas says if you're thinking about it,
wait a little bit. Let others be the first ones out there to give it a try. And then if it still seems attractive to you as the consumer, look into it a little more and maybe take a shot at it.
Amazon Key launches next month. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,329, the NASDAQ at 65,64. Sports, the World Series is now tied at a game apiece after a Houston win in extra innings last night. NBA, the Wizards lose to the Lakers in L.A. NHL, the Caps are in Vancouver tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Fall has arrived. That means shorter days and cooler temperatures for the DMV.
Very heavy showers and storms coming through here.
For Washington's most accurate and dependable forecast.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stager.
Depend on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Obey school zone speed limits. Children may not always stay on the sidewalk or within crosswalk lines, so you need to be extra careful while driving through school zones. Since a lot of morning traffic is comprised of parents driving children to school, you should also watch out for other vehicles slowing down or suddenly stopping to let children out. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hey, honey, how's the business trip? Oh, that's great. Yes, I remembered to get the truck serviced. No, I didn't need to make an appointment. Instead of going to the dealer, I just pulled into Jiffy Lube, where they do all the service while you wait, so I don't need a rental car. Yes, their services will still meet our warranty requirements, because their highly trained technicians use the same manufacturer recommendations as the dealer, so it's more convenient, more value for the same protection, and they keep all our service records. Oh, and I miss you.
Ideas for a better retirement. Sundays at 8 a.m. on One-on-One Financial Radio. Get two classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin', because two is better than one. That's two times the cherrywood smoked bacon and flaky buttery croissants, and they're always made to order. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still pushing slowly with this rush hour. College Park to Silver Spring. Had the latest incident as you come up toward New Hampshire Avenue along the left side. They were trying to get that to the shoulder. On the trip to the Wilson Bridge, backing near Route 5 before you get to St. Barnabas Road. And then on the outer loop near the John Hanson Highway, had the minor crash. So, like I said, busy through that area. On 50 in the B-Dub, trying to get on the inbound New York Avenue with the delays. And now onto 295. The crash is going to be southbound 295 right near East Capitol Street. A little bit better for you. I know you're in that jam traffic across the 14th Street Bridge out of Virginia, but the crash on the freeway up ahead all cleared. That looks good. Now 66, Manassas Centerville slow. We had, looks like a police cruiser on the shoulder, but it's not causing too much of a distraction as you come up to 29 Centerville. And then from Fair Oaks and Nutley Street, stop and go. Now from Garage Door Repair. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures today try to get to 60. Some clouds, otherwise sunshine as we go through the day. Most of that overcast this morning. Quite breezy at times. Tonight, clear 43, suburbs 30s, and some patchy frost around. Then sunshine in the afternoon, 68. Still looking at that chance for maybe some heavy rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 49 in Woodbridge, 45 in Olney, 50 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Donald Trump likes Janet Yellen, but will he make his own mark on the Fed? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Thursday morning, I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnais. Joining us at 8:15, Brian Kilmeade, co-host of Fox and Friends. He's got a new book out, and he's going to be here signing those books. You can get a great book and also get to meet Brian Kilmeade. He's not going to be like here, but he's going to be in the area. Like, not here physically, but in the area.
Thank
signing
you.
Them. But he will be here to talk about his book.
Wow. Thank you for sorting all that out.
I try.
Let's go to Elizabeth Schultz now. She's a Fairfax County School Board member. It's a busy day, Elizabeth, because after 2 years of debating and fighting and clawing and arguing and everything else, Jeb Stuart High School is going to get a new name tonight. What's it going to be?
Oh, my word. I wish I could tell you. we had a work session last Monday, and I expressed frustration last Monday and said, I don't understand in about 10 days how we're going to arrive at a decision, because we're not arriving at a decision today. It's not clear. And little did I think that I was a soothsayer then, and that we would still be arguing behind the scenes about how this is going to go down. I literally cannot tell you. I have my inclination mm-hmm. that we're going to wind up with a name of a school that is a concept word. I don't exactly know what
is
that means.
Is this Justice High School? Is that the idea?
This is Justice High School. The community got together with the newly advertised process, which I think this is maybe the third or fourth process that we've advertised to the community about how we're going to arrive at a name. And the superintendent, our new superintendent, Dr. Brabrand, carried out that process, which was, over two Saturdays in September, soliciting names from the community 1 week, and then the following week, only the homes in the Jeb Stuart High School pyramid were allowed to vote, and only one vote per household.
Let me just pause you for a second and remind people the reason they're changing the name. Jeb Stuart was a Confederate general, and this has obviously become a source of controversy. So the last 2 years they've been debating it, and now you've had this community vote. What did the community vote tell you?
So the community vote told us that they wanted to keep the name just Stuart, drop the Jeb. And the interesting thing was is that the motion that was put forward by the board members and passed, not by me, was they asked the community, would you please consider keeping the name just Stuart in order to mitigate costs and you know, be able to heal and move the community forward? That was in the motion that they passed. And so the community said, yes, that's actually a great idea. So the top vote getter for first place and the top vote getter overall was just having it named Stuart. The students embraced it. They added the hashtag New Stew. They started rebranding themselves. They ordered spirit wear for themselves that said New Stew, that had just the name Stuart. And so we've arrived at the end of the process, and of the 73 names that were put forward by the community, of all the votes that the community put in, we're now plucking one word out of the dictionary, just justice, because there wasn't enough support for Thurgood Marshall. And they're just lopping off justice from Thurgood Marshall and just naming it just justice. The community never even voted on that.
Yeah, so by not going with the pick that clearly the students want, that the community wants, what kind of backlash is this guy? I think just creates more problems.
I think it's the final act in a play of dishonoring what the community has asked for, and it upends representative government. I think we're losing rapidly control over how you serve as a public servant. The great news, the flip side is I've compromised. I haven't come 180 degrees, but I feel like I've come about 155 degrees. And when I didn't want to do anything, I've always wanted to respect what the community has asked for and do what they said. And so I've come forward and I've said, look, I'll put forward just Stuart, but in a compromise, in an effort to bring healing to a community, I said, let's go with the Colonel Louis G. Mendez Jr. option. This guy, if we want to hold up a story to young people about how to live your life, here is a man who is of both Native American and Mexican heritage, actually Native American, Spanish, and Mexican heritage, who came from nothing, poverty, born in Colorado, moved here with his family through education and personal responsibility, lifted himself up, eventually went to West Point, became a highly decorated airborne combat veteran of World War II and the Korea War, whose unit, oh, by the way, in the Korea War was called the Raiders. I mean, how prophetic is that? Was the recipient of a Distinguished Service Cross and 3 Bronze Stars, and was an educator both in the military later after his war service and afterwards, went on to what was the Department of Education eventually and led National Right to Read program. He lived in the Stuart community for 60 years. He had 12 children and put 8 of them through Jeb Stuart High School, so was an advocate of public high school or public school. And so I think, if we're going to leave this with a shred of integrity at the end, holding up for any kid of any color, right, of any background, somebody who is devoted to their faith, their wife, their children, their country, and other people, this is the story that I think we should be proud to put forward somebody that has this background.
It seems like a pretty good choice. I mean, it seems like this is the kind of thing that would probably satisfy a lot of people. Military, Mexican-American, Spanish, and Navajo Indian. He's kind of got it all going for him.
He checks all the boxes.
Yeah.
All he has to do is get a sex change and he's in.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
I can't offer that.
Yeah. I don't know if you call it Louis G. Mendez Junior High School is a little wordy, but we had a suggestion from a listener who said if they're going to call it justice. They should just call it social justice. Make the mascots the Warriors and just end it all.
You know, how about Justice League? You know, I mean, because this, this is right off a screen. You'd have to write this script in order to get to this reality. You know, Mendez High School and a high school that is majority Hispanic. You know what? This is a story that if we turn this down, I have no explanation anymore on how you arrive at any decision on this board.
Well, we'll know a lot more tonight after that vote gets taken. Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County School Board member, thanks very much for giving us an update.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, talk to you soon. Hope tensions stay reasonable this evening. 8:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 almost cleared out of Urbana, just a brief delay now at 109. However, if you're joining on south or at 121 Clarksburg, south of the exit, that's stop and go to the lane divide onto the 270 spur. All right, Maryland, top side of the beltway. We clear one, we get a new one. Latest problem, crash, outer loop, New Hampshire Avenue, and I just watched them put everything to the right shoulder, still the flashing lights. Then beyond that, a medical emergency on the Beltway, outer loop, exiting ramp 2, get onto Colesville Road. So please, everyone caution through that area. Wilson Bridge backups before St. Barnabas Road. Heading into town, DC 295 South near East Capitol Street, still clearing that crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
There's a frost advisory in effect from midnight tonight to 9 a.m. on Friday. Today, cloudy early, becoming mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of 61 degrees. Tonight, we'll get a clear sky and some patchy frost, a low of 44. And tomorrow, a mainly sunny sky, a high of 68. Currently at Reagan National, 50 degrees, 8:16 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Wednesday in Fairfax or Thursday in Bethesda. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Joining us now from Fox and Friends, Brian Kilmeade. Brian, good morning. How are you this morning?
Real good, Mary. Thanks for having me on.
We're so glad you're with us. You have another book out. I already own George Washington's Secret Six and Thomas Jefferson and the Tripoli Pirates. Now,
and you finally paid them off, right? I know you had installments.
Exactly. I'm only about halfway through the Thomas Jefferson book. But so far, so good. Really, I love it. I love his story. I love history. I love these books. You have a new book out now, Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, the battle that shaped America's destiny. And I'm a history buff. I know nothing about this. So tell us about this battle, because you say it's the battle that shaped America's destiny, and I've never heard of this battle. So this to me is fascinating.
Well, I mean, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to find areas that I think of a big interest that aren't overexposed and overpublished. And I don't want to do I can't do anything better than John Meacham did with Andrew Jackson's biography on him. I think he got, the book of the year, and you read it, it's fantastic. But I thought, this underappreciated battle in the War of 1812, they always told us in school, well, you didn't have to fight the Battle of New Orleans. The Treaty of Ghent was already signed. And I thought, well, I'm still interested because I don't understand how he defeated the world's number one military power, who just beat Napoleon in under an hour. And I don't understand how Andrew Jackson, with no military training, was able to lead his troops to a series of victories and later would go on and conquer Florida and kick the Spanish out. How do you do that without the West Point background or the experience of Washington? And it turns out, not only was I wrong, the facts are that if we didn't win that battle, the British would have stayed in New Orleans, as paperwork reveals it, for at least another 50 years and would have stopped us from moving out in the West. And you know, we were 13 colonies, became 18 colonies, and the world wanted to stop us because of the democracy, the elections. That didn't bode well for the future of kings, queens, and dictators. And the British saw this as an opportunity to take us out. They had great success, but it turns out that Jackson was the one general that could stop them, and he put together a battle plan that wiped out the British on January 8th, 1815, with the point where it was so devastating, we actually helped bury the bodies of the dead. We walked away with 70 casualties, and only 13 lost their lives. They lost 3,000 plus.
Brian, I'm interested. What got you turned on writing these history books? Because now, obviously, you've written a series now, and I expect we'll probably get more from you. Have you always been interested in history? Is this a kind of a late in your career decision?
No, I mean, basically, always been interested in nonfiction, always been interested in American history, and just fascinated with it. And I just thought, you know, I'm going to read these books. That's what I would do to get away from the news. But I love when the news, when I get more depth on issues, that helps me with these stories, especially doing what we do on the radio. You don't read a line and that's not the story. You got to go into depth and have an opinion. And those people who say, well, we're in an unprecedented time and America's never been more in danger, I think to myself, wait a second, really? Think about where we were at, when we were actually fighting for our freedom, how unlikely that was. Think about the War of 1812. They burned Washington. The northern states want to secede. Oh, we don't have a standing army. We have a shell of a navy, and the British are fanned out across our country with American Indians being fueled by the British looking to wipe us out. We were flat on our back. And do you think that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton controversy will actually, you know, hurt America to the point where it will stop us? Not in a million years. This is just a little hiccup. I mean, when you burn Washington and you have a president nearly killed, a 5'4", sickly James Madison, who was brilliant but not a great leader, you got to wonder if we were going to have a country the next day. But again, we rally through perhaps divine intervention, whatever you want to think. We shouldn't even be at the place we're at now, but Jackson predicted that we would be this economic and military behemoth. He always had this image.
Brian, let's get up to modern times, because I want to ask you a question sort of about all of the developments over the past 40, 72 hours here. A lot of people constantly always using the only historical point they seem to know, which is Watergate, to compare everything to Watergate. But how momentous is this week in this story of Russia when you think about what Hillary's involved in now and what the U.S. government seems to be heading towards?
I mean, opposition research is not unusual. What I found out, too, after talking to all these pundits here, these political experts, it's not that unusual for a Paul Manafort to go to another country and use his expertise. I remember Dick Morris working in Mexico, Joe Trippi, who was helping different political parties in Africa. So it didn't stun me that Paul Manafort, who works for Donald Trump, spent a lot of years overseas because, you know, his star kind of dimmed here in the 80s. And he just wanted to, you know, make some big money overseas. That doesn't bother me. But as you look at how everything's unfolding and twisting, it is fascinating to see the fact that we were basically lied to for a series of months, and Hillary Clinton has no problem coming out and saying, well, she could have said, listen, yeah, I had some people on the side who said they got some dicey international business relationships between President Trump, between nominee Trump and others. I want to look into it because he was an international businessman. All right. But instead, she just denied the whole thing, made you seem like a lunatic for asking, and among the people they were upset by it, I saw, was Maggie Haberman of the New York Times. They said, you know, they vehemently denied this for months, and the New York Times is outraged, and the Washington Post breaks this story. So when they would like to turn around and take a shot at Fox or Breitbart or Bannon or Don Jr., you've got to turn around and you know, handle your own backyard. The Washington Post and the New York Times, they're leading the outrage of deceit. So I don't really want to equate it to Watergate. I want to find out what Mueller's got. You know, I want to find out what else is going on. But I do know this. I never saw Donald Trump with a bigger bounce in his step, really, since he won the election, and his honeymoon lasted about 24 hours. And he was so happy yesterday. And it just made me think that all along, you know, he handles this stuff so differently than everybody else. You know, when all this stuff happens, instead of him saying, yeah, let me go back and define it, he gets twice as angry and makes him look like he's defensive and guilty. And so many times it's just because he just can't, he's so angry and he knows he's innocent, he doesn't care about perception.
Right.
Brian, let's talk about where you are. I just want to let everybody know, tomorrow you'll be at the Heritage Foundation signing books from 2 to 4. Saturday, you'll be at the Barnes & Noble in McLean from 1 to 2:30, and at the Barnes & Noble in Fredericksburg from 7 to 8:30. Thank you so much for joining us, Brian.
Well, it's all within shouting distance of you guys. I expect to see you at all three events. I'm taking attendance.
Can't help it. Thank you, sir.
Attention, D.C. area. I have students making $25, $50, even $100,000 flipping houses. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci, founder of the NV Real Estate Academy, and I'm giving away my Fortunes in Flipping CD for free to anyone who calls now. I will show you step-by-step how to flip houses for big profits in just 90 days. Call now, and you will also receive 4 VIP tickets to attend my free live Fortunes in Flipping event, where I'm looking for a handful of people in your area to come join my team. You do not need your own money or good credit. Call right now and learn how to get in, get out, and get paid investing in your future.
Call 1-800-989-3394 to get your free Fortunes in Flipping CD. Call 800-989-3394 now, and you'll also get free VIP tickets to a live training, which includes a meal, an MP3 player, and a flash drive loaded with Nick's new exclusive tax lien investing kit, all free just for attending. Call 800-989-3394. 800-989-3394.
It's 825. Let's help you drive. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. All right, Vince, on the trip into town, DC 295, we always have heavy volume for the rush hour, but we're trying to get past a crash this morning between Benning Road and East Capitol Street. So as you come out of Chevrolet and Riverdale, plan for it's definitely the heavy volume still continuing, especially 50. We are just at a crawl. To the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road, and that stop and go. Outer loop near 50, a minor crash was on the shoulder. And held on, one more on the Maryland Beltway near New Hampshire Avenue out of the travel lanes. If you're wondering how your ride is on the George Washington Parkway, well, Park Police tell me they're not working anything, but it is really solid here trying to get past the overlooks down not only onto the Key Bridge, but the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. That's jammed and giving us delays off of 66 as well into town. Update sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Suffering from knee or back pain? Call 800-888-KNEE and learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your pain. It's 90% satisfaction rating. 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We cool off just a tad today. We'll see some clouds around early, some gusty winds out of the northwest at times, and then sunshine and a few clouds as we make it up near 60, down to a cooler 43 overnight tonight. Suburbs will be down into the 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 50 degrees, 826 on WMAL.
Despite recent record highs in the market, it's worth remembering there are many factors that can have an impact on your money. A change in the Federal Reserve, a shift in emerging markets, political unrest, or natural disasters. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. For all of the reasons to be optimistic about the market, there are also reasons to stay alert. Your financial advisor can help you evaluate all the news impacting the market, good and bad, and position your portfolio accordingly.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
So this is your very first day on a 1-800-GOT-JUNK truck team.
I'm really excited.
Of course you are. This is a great job.
So tell me what you've learned.
Always make things easy for the customer.
And?
Always look and act professional.
And?
Be super careful inside the home.
And?
Work quickly, because the customer has lots of other things to do today.
And?
Be happy and pleasant no matter what.
And?
Try to get there exactly when the customer was hoping you'd arrive.
That's a tough one. Traffic doesn't always flow our way.
Tom, you're gonna do great.
Welcome aboard, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
Thanks, other Tom.
And what do we tell people?
All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at
will disappear.
We come when it's convenient for you.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and we'll meet you there.
Like you said, we're here to make you happy.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Some of Virginia's worst criminals had their rights restored because of Ralph Northam's risky policy. Northam supported the automatic restoration of rights for violent felons and sex offenders, making it easier for them to obtain firearms and serve on juries. One of these felons was a convicted child molester. John Bowen had his rights restored 2 months after being found with one of the largest child pornography collections in Virginia's history. 43 prosecutors, Republicans, Democrats and independents opposed Ralph Northam's risky policy. Now, Virginia law enforcement is supporting Ed Gillespie for governor. Gillespie has been endorsed by 65 sheriffs, the Virginia Fraternal Order of Police, and the Virginia Police Benevolent Association. Virginia law enforcement knows that Ed Gillespie will get tough on crime and keep your family safe. Ed Gillespie for a safer, stronger Virginia.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Join Atlantic Guns in Silver Spring for their annual fall sale this Sunday from 10 to 4. One day only factory pricing on rifles, shotguns, handguns, and optics. Call 800-589-GUNS or visit AtlanticGuns.com.
Okay, a pretty famous journalist has now been accused of sexual harassment. Pretty serious claims being documented in the press today, and a suspension has already happened, all developing overnight. We'll give you the details. 8:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. This is the day many JFK assassination scholars have long awaited.
Only President Trump can hold back any of the documents still hidden on Kennedy's assassination that Congress required in 1992 be released today. U.S. intelligence agencies have reportedly pushed back against their complete disclosure. President Trump has said he doesn't plan to block their release.
He had a deadline looming. He had to make a yes or no decision, and I think he went with transparency.
Author Douglas Brinkley says he'd be surprised if he did stop their release.
Correspondent Scott Carr. The Fairfax County School Board is set to vote tonight on what to rename the school formerly called Jeb Stuart High. Board member Sandy Evans will propose Justice High. But fellow board member Elizabeth Schultz says that's a non-starter.
I don't think that a concept name, a word out of the dictionary that isn't associated to anybody or anything, or it wasn't even something the community voted on, I don't think that'll ever work. I don't think that'll ever heal this community.
In a non-binding community survey, parents and students voted to take the Jeb out of the name and just call it Stuart High School. President Trump is set to deliver a major speech today on fighting the opioid epidemic. During his campaign, Mr. Trump pledged to make fighting addiction a top priority. House Republicans are focusing on tax cuts rather than the deficit as they look to shepherd a GOP budget plan through the House. Passage of the $4 trillion measure would pave the way for Republicans to pass a tax cut measure later this year. Marylanders who have Obamacare coverage will be paying more for it. State regulators have given insurance companies the green light to raise premiums for people who buy so-called silver plans. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,329, the NASDAQ at 65,64. Sports sponsored by LifeLock, a slugfest in Los Angeles ends in a victory for the Astros in Game 2 of the World Series. The Wizards take their first loss of the season, falling to the L.A. Lakers. The Caps are in Vancouver tonight, and the Ravens host the Dolphins in Thursday Night Football. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Equifax recently announced a breach of 143 million identities, and you need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity theft protection to LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RISK for 10% off.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Love is complicated. Buying a diamond shouldn't be. So our sales consultants are trained to make things easy. They explain diamond grading in a way that makes sense. And they demonstrate the differences so pricing becomes simple to understand. At Mervis Diamonds, your personal consultant will spend as much time as you like helping you select. That way, you get the right diamond. A fine quality diamond with natural beauty that cannot be tamed. The only thing our diamonds won't do is simply blend in. Each Mervis diamond makes its own statement. And all at a far, far lower price than you'd expect. At Mervis, we get ideal quality, old world service, and value not available anywhere else. That's why Mervis is the first name in diamonds. So if she loves diamonds, you'll love Mervis. Financing is available. Mervis Diamond Importers. Appointments preferred. Call 1-800-HER-LOVE or go online to MervisDiamond.com.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
I'm Eric Ortiz, and I work for Comcast. I've been deployed 3 times, 2 to Iraq and 1 to Afghanistan. It's good to be back home with my family and see my kids because I've missed them beyond words can comprehend. Comcast told me before I left, take care, be safe. Your job is here when you come back, so don't worry about that. They even gave me my same van back. I was like, yes, because I'm very meticulous when it comes to keeping my stuff straight and my van was in pristine condition. You know, I love my job because I'm a people person and I like helping people. I think that's what we're all here for. We're here to help in some way, shape, or form. We're here to change something.
At Comcast, we're grateful to our nation's military for their dedicated service. And we're honored to have reservists like Eric on our team. That's why we've hired more than 13,000 members of the military community since 2010. Comcast.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips. And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Connecticut Avenue. Boy, we're really seeing these slowdowns extending now before you even get to Saul Road. If you're trying to get down to the Beltway and beyond the Beltway, the crash, Connecticut Avenue South, right near Jones Bridge Road. That's the culprit. And this is also causing delays off of each loop of the Beltway because you're trying to merge onto that Connecticut Avenue slowdown. So be prepared for that. On the top side, outer loop College Park to Silver Spring, still quite slow. On the exit ramp to Colesville Road, crews have been dealing with a medical emergency. Hey, DC, 295 southbound. Still have delays out of Chevrolet, but improving on the B-dub near 202. Still quite intense on 50 near 410, working into town. The crash had been 295 south near East Capitol Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some clouds this morning, then some with clouds as we go through today. Upper 50s, maybe 60 with a gusty west-northwesterly breeze. Tonight, 43 outside the Beltway, a little chillier, 30s, and some areas of frost around. Friday, plenty of sunshine, upper 60s. Saturday, sunny and a chance of some heavy rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Dumfries, 48 in Kensington, 50 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL. Okay, good morning to you. We'll share some news developing this morning. Remember that book, Game Change? You know, the one, there was a movie made about it. It was, like, documenting the McCain-Obama election. Well, the journalist behind it, one of them, Mark Halperin, has been accused now of sexual harassment by 5 women. So there's, you know, the floodgates are opening. Ever since the Harvey Weinstein story, everyone's coming out with all of their stories and talking about the things that they've experienced. 5 women with some pretty serious allegations now to CNN overnight. So serious, in fact, that Halperin has now announced that he's going to be stepping away from his day-to-day work right now to, quote, properly deal with this situation. Additionally, MSNBC, where Halperin makes frequent appearances on Morning Joe, said early today, this morning, that Halperin is going to leave his roles at the network and as an analyst at NBC News. Here's NBC's statement. We find this story and the allegations very troubling. Mark Halperin is leaving his role as a contributor until the questions around his past conduct are fully understood. Mark Halperin's statement on this, and I'll get to the allegations in a moment here. He says during this period, the one that basically when he was in a position at ABC News about a decade ago, during this period, I did pursue relationships with women that I worked with, including some junior to me. I now understand from these accounts that my behavior was inappropriate and caused others pain. For that, I am deeply sorry and I apologize. Under the circumstances, I'm going to take a step back from my day-to-day work while I properly deal with this situation. I mentioned Game Change, of course, which became an HBO movie. with Julianne Moore starring as Sarah Palin. He's also anchored a television show on Bloomberg TV, which you'll remember was simulcast on MSNBC as well. And he's been in the Showtime show The Circus that followed around the 2016 campaign. So this guy, in addition to all of his television work and magazine work, he's been all over the place over the years. Certainly a prominent journalist in this industry. Well, the stories that CNN got are kind of unbelievable. I'll share some of what they said in a way that I can share it with you. The stories of harassment, I'm reading now, the stories of harassment shared with CNN range in nature from propositioning employees for sex to kissing and grabbing one's chest against her will. Three of the women who spoke to CNN described Halpern as, without consent, pressing his groin against their bodies while he was clothed. Halpern denies grabbing the woman's chest and pressing his groin against the three women. So he's denying all of that. These stories, they say they spoke to not only the accusers, but people who knew the accusers, who heard the accounts in the first place. ABC News said in a statement that Mark left ABC over a decade ago, and no complaints were filed with them during his tenure.
Okay.
Important to note. The first woman here who spoke to Oliver Darcy at CNN told him that she was invited to visit with Halpern in the early 2000s, in the early aughts, when he was political director at ABC. She went up to have a soda, and while she was there, he forced himself on her. I went up to have a soda and talk, and he just kissed me and grabbed my chest, the woman said. I'm changing the word there. I just froze. I didn't know what to do. And then she ended up leaving the office and told a friend. The friend extended the same anecdote to CNN when asked about it. Another woman described an experience in 2004 during that campaign cycle. This woman said she was around 25 and she wanted to work for ABC as what they called a campaign off-air, somebody who didn't have an on-air role but was a reporter on the campaign trail. She reached out to him for advice, wanted to get a position. She comes into his office, and he comes up from behind and presses his body against hers to include, again, his groin, specifically, against her shoulder. He was sitting. She was sitting, rather. She says, quote, I was obviously completely shocked. I can't even remember how I got out of there, but I got out of there and was freaked out by that whole experience. There's several more. There's another woman who said that, you know, he's propositioned women several times. According to these are allegations. Clearly, he deserves the right to defend himself. But these are the allegations that he would frequently ask women to come back up to his hotel room with them. That doesn't strike me as, depending on the relationship, it doesn't strike me as, you know, there are people who ask people to go to their hotel room. You say no. Does that rise to the level of explicit and aggressive sexual harassment? Not necessarily. But pressing your groin against random women you've just met, yeah, I think that right. I think that probably counts.
So, can we put that in my book from what you've described? That is sexual assault. All right, that's sexual harassment right there. What we were discussing earlier with George H.W. Bush,
right,
in a wheelchair with Parkinson's, who you're in a photo with a group of people and everybody's, you know, got their arm around each other's waist and you're like, oh, we're all together, you know, we're on this picture. He puts his arm out to put his arm around the woman's waist. Well, again, where the height where she's standing next to him in the wheelchair, his hand is his arm. He can't get it up that high. He's got it on her lower back, her butt. He has tremors. She accused him of patting her on the butt. He's got tremors. That's what happens with someone who has tremors. Do you see the difference, people, between sexual assault and something that just, in my own personal opinion, it makes these accusations of actual real sexual assault, you start to take away the seriousness of them when you compare these two separate situations. Just not even close.
Yeah, and on the George Bush thing, I mean, he did accompany, you know, you mentioned tremors in his hand, but he did accompany that with a joke. He did say, he said, who was my favorite magician? David Copperfield. So he knew what he was up to. But do we delineate between the cheeky, dirty old man,
right,
and the sexual and actual aggressive, like, sexual assault? Is that worthy of a delineation? Is that the kind of thing that deserves to be delineated from one another? George H.W. Bush, 93, in a wheelchair, acting naughty, getting laughs from the crowd. He's kind of even admitting it to the whole room, like, hey, guess what I'm doing right now? Isn't this hilarious? And Barbara Bush rolling her eyes and being like, you're going to get in jail. Like, what are you doing? Knock it off.
But then, and I don't know. I have a problem with people who call anything. Oh, he brushed by me and his hand touched my butt. That's assault. No, it's really not. It's truly not assault. I personally feel that we all know the difference. And if you don't know the difference, then I think maybe you need to take a class or something. Because I do. And again, what was proper when George H.W. Bush was younger and the social norms of those times are different than the social norms today? This is the problem we get into when we, for instance, tear down all the Confederate statues because of today's standards, they're offensive. We got to stop this.
Meanwhile, Mark Halperin suspended, stepping away from NBC and MSNBC. 844 here on WML.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our proven, repeatable, and sustainable process sells more homes, sells homes faster, and makes more money for our clients than any old-fashioned traditional agent. Over $12 million in savings so far. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
It's fall. Time to gear up and get ready at Cabela's Big Buck Days. Save 10% on Winchester Super X rifle ammo. Plus, get a $2.50 mail-in rebate. Save 20% on Cabela's Silent Suede apparel for the whole family. And save 25% on select in-stock auto, ATV, and UTV gun storage accessories. Plus, get $40 in Cabela's bucks with purchase of Vortex Diamondback rifle scopes. Come to Cabela's Big Buck Days in-store and at Cabela's.com.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hiddy Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. I don't even know what that noise was, Jamie, but here you are.
I like it. All right, here we go, and that's what commuters are saying on 270. Oh, no, what's ahead? Well, this accident has called for a fire truck and an ambulance, so definitely want to have some patience getting through this. There's a lot of walking around, too, at this crash on 270 southbound, right near Shady Grove Road. They take away the left half of that roadway. Beyond that, still had the stop and go, though, so this is in the backups that takes us down onto the 270 spur. Connecticut Avenue, well, police tell me it's a broken down, not a crash. At least they know it, and they're waiting for a tow truck here. Southbound Connecticut Avenue, absolutely jammed to try to get inside the Beltway to just about the light at Jones Bridge Road, and it slows the Beltway each direction. Waiting on that tow truck on the George Washington Parkway. As you head past the overlooks, delays to the Key Bridge and also to the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge and the 14th Street Bridge, still heavy into town. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures coming down just a bit as we head through this Thursday. Chilly night coming up tonight. And you'll see temperatures today try to get to 60. Some clouds, otherwise sunshine as we go through the day. Most of that overcast this morning. Quite breezy at times. Tonight, clear 43, suburbs 30s, and some patchy frost around for our Friday morning. Then sunshine in the afternoon, 68. Still looking at that chance for maybe some heavy rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees, 847 on WMAL.
This week, all Halloween items are on sale at Potomac Petals and Plants. Save 40% on gourds, pumpkins, and Halloween decorations. Halloween is just a few days away. To have the spookiest home in town, visit Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
All right, got a couple bizarre news stories for you. We're going to end with a little bit of nonsense here. Earlier this week in Henrietta, New York, you had a man decided he wanted to use the restroom at a gas station. A truck driver parks at a gas station in this town, Henrietta, New York, to use the bathroom. And he goes in, and the truck rolls away while he's in. I guess he hadn't initiated the parking brake or left it in neutral by accident. Something happened. The truck rolls away, and it slams into the front of a New York gift shop. And the name of the gift shop? A Beautiful Mess. The owner says he received a call from cops on this week on Monday informing him that a garbage truck had rolled away from the gas station. It was a garbage truck. Traveled across the street and crashed into the retail store. And apparently that bathroom break went miserably wrong.
I thought you were going to tell me it was called Drive Right In.
Yeah. Yeah, a beautiful mess. So now the store truly is a beautiful mess that caused serious structural damage to this 200-year-old brick building. So they're not sure if they're going to be able to reopen in time for Christmas, which is the sad part of the story. Oh. But it is called A Beautiful Mess. So there is a silver lining in that it all makes sense.
What do you think they're going to call it when it reopens? Nice and clean, tidy?
Yeah.
Four walls?
All fixed up. Here's another one for you. Let's fly across the country now to Salt Lake City. A man was running from cops, and what ended up happening, he was hiding. He's 46 years old. His name's Shane Paul Owen. He's trying to hide. He basically runs into a church's boiler room trying to flee the police.
And in a church?
Yes, and he locks himself in. So cops don't even know where he was. They were looking for him. He was a suspect in a string of burglaries, and they had warrants out for his arrest. He accidentally locks himself into this boiler room, so he called 911 to be rescued.
Wait, why did he want to get out?
He was stuck. He didn't know how to get out of the room, so he calls 911. The cops are on his heels. They're trying to find the guy. He decides to call 911. So they rescued him and promptly placed him under arrest. That's what's happening in Salt Lake City.
That's fantastic. So I think he would probably hang out there for a day or two until the cops weren't on your trail anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'd feel like, you know, some survival instinct has to kick in. Yeah. And then meanwhile, you can't have a nonsense news segment without mentioning a Florida man. In Orlando, police say a 29-year-old Florida man slapped a police horse on the hindquarters while it was on patrol with an officer this week. He was walking down a street, this guy Casey Waldner, on Sunday of this week when he was accused of slapping Izzy, the 13-year-old horse that had been with the Orlando cops for 5 years, according to the Associated Press. The slap startled him, who spun around. The police say Waldner ran, but of course was caught by the cops not too long after. They found cocaine on him. And no good Florida man story ends without cocaine.
Hashtag Florida is just amazing, because what a collection of stories have come out of Florida. But if you slap a police horse, that's considered the same as slapping a police officer.
He was charged with injuring a police horse, which is a real thing. Resisting arrest without violence and cocaine possession. If you're worried about the horse, don't worry too much. He did not need any veterinary care.
Oh, good.
8:51 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Turns out your eyes are a lot more than a window to your soul. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Want to know how much money someone makes? Well, just take a good hard look at their face, really. You see, when we try to size someone up we don't know, we usually look at their clothing, their jewelry, maybe their hair and nails. But according to a recent study out of the University of Toronto, there are little clues hidden in someone's face as well. The researchers showed participants neutral pictures of people where they weren't making any facial expressions, happy or sad. Then they asked them if the person in the picture made over $150,000 or under $35,000 a year. Turns out, they were able to guess correctly 68% of the time, significantly higher than chance. So what gave it away? The mouth and the eyes. Evidence of smile lines. I guess if you want to look rich, you need to smile like you mean it. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
What if hiring could be easier, less time-consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates, all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/build. That's ZipRecruiter.com/build. ZipRecruiter.com/build.
You're jogging alone, and suddenly you're attacked. What would you do?
Get back!
ABC7's Nancy Chen shows you firsthand how to protect yourself from a sexual assault. Seven on Your Side. Tonight on ABC7 News at 11.
Tonight, TGIT is scary good.
Hell yes.
What? On an all-new Grey's, skeletons from the past can rip a family apart.
You don't know what you're talking
about! He cheated on you and now you're starting a family with him?
Then, a new scandal treats you to the reunion we've been waiting for.
Why are you here?
I was better with you. You're better with me.
And someone's digging up secrets on an all-new How to Get Away with Murder.
Are you sure the baby's not mine?
Oh,
starting tonight at 8, followed by ABC 7 News at 11.
Hey, it's Kid from Good Morning Washington. The new military movie, Thank You for Your Service, hits theaters tomorrow. I'm talking to the stars. Plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes, and we're giving away $100 in Halloween candy cash. Join us tomorrow morning when you wake up on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
The VMI Honor Code. A cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, nor tolerate those who do. As a VMI cadet, Dr. Ralph Northam led the Honor Corps to uphold that code. And Ralph Northam has led his life by it, too. As an Army doctor, a pediatrician, and as Lieutenant Governor. Ed Gillespie has lived his life by different standards. Ed Gillespie is a corporate lobbyist selling out to the highest bidder. They call him Enron Ed. And as for lies, Ed Gillespie has made one false attack after another. Independent voices across Virginia have called Ed Gillespie's attack ads hogwash, beyond despicable, totally false. The truth? Dr. Northam voted to crack down on MS-13, and he's voted for 14 tax cuts, including property tax relief, tax cuts for new businesses in rural Virginia, and for veterans. As the VMI Honor Code says, don't tolerate Ed Gillespie's lies.
I'm Ralph Northam, candidate for governor, and this ad was paid for by Northam for Governor.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, out of Kensington, hold on, Connecticut Avenue coming southbound. Delays are going to be before Saul Road, and that takes you beyond the Beltway toward Jones Bridge, and that's where we had the broken down car in the left lane. That's the culprit on 270. Stop and go delays continue. Let's see, as you come south of, it's going to be south of Clarksburg now, so say from Germantown onto the 270 spur. The crash had been at Shady Grove Road. That was along the left side. That was in the backups. George Washington Parkway, boy, we're still hung up with very heavy traffic between the overlooks down to the Key Bridge and Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Broken down reported at the 14th Street Bridge now in the left lane. Update sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery, free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
We cool off just a tad today. We'll see some clouds around early, some gusty winds out of the northwest at times, and then sunshine and a few clouds as we make it up near 60, down to a cooler 43 overnight tonight. Suburbs will be down into the 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees, 8:56 on WMAL.
This season, do your holiday shopping on us. Introducing the Monumental Gift Shop at MGM National Harbor. The more you play using your M Life Rewards card, the more gift bucks you'll earn to redeem for monumental gifts. Like jewelry, electronics, even a car. Come in today and earn your own private shopping event. Now through November 7th. This is Monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Val enjoy their work again without letting their feet get in the way.
What a difference with these arch supports. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet Store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza, or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
MS-13 is terrorizing Northern Virginia communities, yet liberal Dante Tanner wants to create sanctuary cities that could put dangerous illegal immigrants into our communities and put families at risk. Dante Tanner is wrong for Virginia. Tim Hugo will stop the creation of sanctuary cities and continue to fight for a stronger, safer Virginia. Keep Tim Hugo working for our community. Vote Tim Hugo for delegate on November 7th.
Paid for and authorized by Friends of Tim Hugo.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the big screen store, Black Friday savings start now. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa! A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The big screen store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
All right, some weird stuff. Lindsey Graham now testifying as a character witness at the Bob Menendez trial. That's happening today. Yeah, whatever.
And then the world turned upside down.
Yeah, no big deal.
Well, the cronies, they get together.
They do. And Brett Baer tomorrow, Larry Michael, all ahead. But right now, Chris Plant.
All I heard was the cronies thing and how they got together. Of course they got together. They're cronies, for crying out loud.
Lindsey Graham, character witness at Menendez's trial on his behalf.
Is that right?
Today.
Well, it's good to be a member of the club, I guess, isn't it? And, hey, I finally figured out why the Washington Post reported that story about Hillary yesterday. Did you guys talk about this today? Coming up.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.